You're not listening. Listening that we started with that, Drew will emphasize that, is when you're really receiving. If you have something in the background of your mind, that one will sort out all this information, and some of them they don't go in, the others will go in, which are in a different order, with a different meaning, confusion. Okay, let me tell you about these two main questions you have, right? We are going to talk about some magical stuff, namely how that soul or that life came in this physical existence, and that elusive imaginary stuff that we understand as life, how that came in this. What was the answer? Voodoo. It's voodoo. The second was, why did it? What was the answer? None of your business. Mind your own business. Really, honestly, let's go back to the story. The story was like this. He asked, okay, now you master, you holy person, tell me what is it? How the spirit came in this material existence. He said, my son, God mesmerized him with a spell. God knows a lot of spells. It's not only this one. And he started to give us a lot of different stuffs. Different stuffs that we live by, we use, we don't question, and we don't understand. Right? This was his system. Do you remember what he said? He said, I remember God actually maybe whisper some spell over them. Like the one he whispered in the ear of the sun, which is bringing the daylight. The one which was maybe whispered behind the ears of the cloud that will rain. He brought in a lot of phenomena that I have never seen. The attitude will be like this. Let me be the ugly one. If I'm the ugly one over there and I'm interpreting everything happening over there for you, I would say, at this moment the guy is having some questions and the master is telling him that, you nasty fellow, how come that you started to change your attitude and you started to behave to receive the secret? For receiving the secret, suddenly you will bring up a question, a difficult question, as if this is the first one. Let me ask you, how do you live? You breathe the air, right? One, how did it happen? Then you eat. Then you sleep. What is this? You never question this. But when you're coming to a master, to suddenly your brain comes out and brings out some silly question, which is irrelevant, which is above the normal subject we're talking about. Here we're not talking about discovering the secret of creation of the universe. We're not here for that, are we? If anyone is sitting here, let me know. At least I understand. Someone is wasting his or her time. Because here you will not discover the secret of creation of the universe with the hand of God or non-God or whatever. This is not what we're talking about. Remember? What are we talking about here? How to feel good. That is what we're talking about. First, you should feel good, being balanced, and put aside all the problems here and there. Then think about the creation of the universe and philosophy and blah, blah, blah. Right? Second question, he said, why did he do it? He said, why should I answer to your question? If you're still having that attitude, why should I? Did you ask this for a reason or just like that? And if whatever you say has a reason, then the main thing has no reason, or I have to explain it to you now just to start to learn? This is how the guy changed himself. He was ready to be transformed, and Umar transformed him. How? Gave him the secret. What is that secret? Do you want to know, honestly? The secret is what Rumi is going to give you, because this is all about you, not a guy. That guy doesn't exist. You exist. You are serious here. That guy is in a story, and the secret is prepared for you. So all this was talking to you that, listen, I know you are a logical person, and you're used to arguing, and you're used to asking for a reason for everything, okay? Here, everything is different, because we are looking for something different. This something different cannot be the outcome of a challenge. It should be the outcome of self-challenge. Because here we are not really trying to know just for the sake of knowledge. Or we are not trying to know to use something. Here we are trying to become good. To know what the goodness is. And if that's it, you wasted your time. Here is to become good. We don't have time for those nonsenses. Put them aside. Then I'll tell you the secret. The secret is love. So let's hear the story of love. This is one of the most beautiful stories in Masnavi. The subject is really love, you will see. I claim that Rumi was thinking about love right from the beginning up to the end of this story, word by word. And he will describe what love is. What love is? Love is a silly thought, a silly state of mind. Therefore, should be played by, I want to make a theater, okay? And I'm hiring the actors to play the role. Who will play the role of love? This is a state of mind, right? So it should be a bird. And this bird should look like human beings and should talk. Do you have any special bird in mind? It's the parrot. So, the parrot is love. Where is the parrot? Parrot is in a cage. And that cage belongs to whom? Who is really thinking and doing something about love in you? Your merchant. You deal with it. You put it in a cage and you show it off, right? And you love it. Don't you? You love that feeling you have about love. Those romantic thoughts, that feeling of tenderness, which time and time you will show off, and sometimes you will